This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We turned our weekly Friday visit at 7 a.m. with Pat Bostick into a Wednesday visit so we can all get an early start on the holiday weekend. Morning, Pat.
Good morning, guys. How's
it
going?
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. He's got the gray pullover on this week. Yeah, the
if there is a man more in love with half zip or quarter zip pullovers, I have yet to find
him. It's not me.
All right, why would you switch up though with the one last week performed
well? I'm gonna wear it Saturday.
Okay. There it is.
All right, but okay.
I had it on this morning and took it off because it's.
But it worked. You got to save it for Saturday.
But you had it on here this week. You had it on last week in studio, and then it worked.
I know.
Oh man.
Okay, I'm trying to take that success level to Saturday.
We're going to get into some of this fashion superstition later in the hour with Pat as the actual team on the field. You're excited for Thanksgiving. How's the little guy? Is he excited for turkey?
Oh, yeah. He's more excited for his grandparents and aunt to come. So he's always fired up, man. He was going berserk last night. It was hard to get him to bed.
And to the little dudes go the spoils.
Oh, man.
Right when the relatives show up bearing gifts.
I was talking to my dad. I was like, hey, do you think the tryptophan thing will work with him? He's like, no way.
There's not enough tryptophan in a turkey. It's gonna
affect him. He's just like the Energizer Bunny. So it'll affect everyone else in the house. And
he'll just run around and have his way with things.
He'll just wreak havoc.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
Well, it's nice, too, because you don't have to travel on the holiday this year.
We don't have a Friday game. It's a Saturday game, which is great.
Yeah.
So we'll travel Friday afternoon and have the whole Thursday to watch football and chill out a little bit and go on a business trip. And then we just, we got this one and then obviously next week. So.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about both of these games coming up. Panthers ranked 24th now, which – in my humble opinion, was a week late in coming, probably. Mm-hmm. And you've put up with me railing about Syracuse several times this year.
They're still ranked ahead of us, by the way.
Which is just...
Still?
Yeah, they're 20.
Oh, please.
Ridiculous. But
Syracuse.
it was something to see Kenny Pickett, Pat.
Yeah.
Look, we knew it was in there because we saw it last year against Miami. Maybe we'll get to see it again this week against Miami. But... to see him ball out the way he did when I think we all expected the Panthers to go in there and just give him the old Hollison, as I've started calling it, Hollison combo. And those guys came up big when they had to, but to see Kenny sling it around the yard was reassuring that, okay, this offense can be multiple when it has to be.
Yes. I mean, it was needed because, Wake did a good job early. They're a pretty penetrating front. They run blitzed a lot. They committed, the eighth guy to the box. And when I mean the box, I mean like 2 yards from the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. So, and good teams can generally stop one thing. Pat Narduzzi always says we want to stop the run. We might give up some pass yards, but we want to stop the run. And that was Wake's mindset in that game. Their quarters defense, very similar to how Pitt plays. They were very aggressive and downhill. So thus the play action pass was really open all day. It started with a curl route to Mack, and then, Arujo lopes up the sideline. And then they just started working on those safeties with French and then inside, outside with Mack on the perimeter. Mack and French are starting to turn into a pretty good duo out there. And, again, you're going to play Miami, who's one of the best, the third-ranked defense in the country. And then you're going to play Clemson, who I think is the second-ranked defense in the country. So you got to be able to throw it. And especially if they're going to sell out to stop the run. Because, Pitt's run attack is very good. And, that's a 14th ranked run offense in the country. So Miami and Clemson are going to game plan around that, and they're going to try to make Kenny beat him. And I think he proved in that game last Saturday that he can beat you through the air. And, Taysier Mack's proven to be he's averaging 24 plus yards per catch. I mean, you got to count for him. If you want to bring a safety down, you're going to leave the middle of the field open.
Right.
Good luck.
Wasn't the key to any offense, and I know you want to have an identity and all this other stuff, but to be able to, for example, to be able to run when they want you to throw it and to be able to throw when they want you to run it. You know what I mean? That you can do either, and you can, like, if you're a quarterback, right, you come out and you look, and maybe you have to check out of what's called, because it's I don't know if you have a run pass play called all the time, and I'm not even talking about RPOs.
You're talking about just like two play calls in the huddle.
Yeah, okay, they may do this, they might do that, let's go out and see what we got, and then make a choice.
Yeah, I mean, in an ideal world, you would have a run, you know, on base downs, you would have a run and pass play called. I mean, because you'd run it versus one high safety and an eight-man box, and you'd throw it against a one high safety, eight-man box, because you've got one-on-one outside. If they play too deep and give you a seven-man front, you'd run the ball. So you could kill a play from a run to a pass or a pass to a run based on a defense. And they did a little bit of that on Saturday, I'm sure. You know, you saw a little bit of the audibling. I think they expected to get 8-9 guys in the box so they could just roll with the pass call on certain down and distances. And then eventually, as the game wore on and time of possession began to rack up, I mean, they had nearly 40 minutes of possession time, they started to wear them down. And I knew going to that game, I thought Wake would, you know, their two interior tackles were really good, and they were undersized, but quick and strong, and they were disruptive. But you can do that for, you know, a long time, but eventually when you start getting play actioned and misdirected, you start to slow down a little bit, you start to get tired, and then Pitt began to exert its will.
I got a question about Kenny specifically that I wanted to address to you, because you said something during the broadcast that I was thinking as you said it. It was telepathic. And also, I want to look at the ACC bowl picture based on what happens over the course of the next 2 weeks. Pat Bostic in studio with us for the 7 o'clock hour. Get you ready for the Panthers and the Hurricanes, and then, of course, the ACC championship game a week from Saturday. Is Pitt now ranked 24th in the country? It is the Fan Morning Show. Colin off this week. Chris Mack alongside Jim Colony. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. So I was doing a million different things on Saturday, Pat, and I'm in the car at one point, got you and Billy on, listening to the game, and you said something literally as I was saying it towards the end of the game after Kenny Pickett had made another ridiculous throw. But you said, today, speaking of Saturday, was the kind of Kenny Pickett that Pitt fans had been waiting to see basically all season, basically going all the way back to last year's Miami game. And I guess when we saw it happen last year against Miami, I think we all thought, okay, well, here we go. It's going to be like this every week for Kenny. And obviously still a young quarterback going through some growing pains. So the question becomes now, was the Wake game sort of the catalyst to get this from Kenny Pickett? Maybe you don't get it every week. You don't get it from any quarterback every week. We saw Ben Roethlisberger play three pretty terrible quarters at the NFL level this past Sunday. But is this the catalyst for Kenny Pickett to do this more often than not going forward?
Yeah, we'll find out. I mean, I think certainly has to give him a lot of confidence. You know, Wake had given up some yards in the past, so he probably had some confidence going into the game. But, you know, I go back to this, that he put the ball in his hands, and the game needed to be won by him. You know, their defense played solid in the second half. He needed to make plays through the air. And, heck, a lot of them were on third and long. I mean, they weren't like, you know, first and 10, you know, hey, no pressure here. If it's not there, throw it away. This is, you know, third and 13, third and 10, you know, after the penalty to Maurice French late in the game. The throw to Taysier Mack, 63-yard touchdown, mm-hmm. was third and long. You know, so he was making plays in situations where pressure was coming, and he needed to make a play. And I think that is what probably portends best for these next two games and obviously the bowl game is, you know, he stepped up when his team needed him to. He's going to draw a lot of confidence from that. Now, certainly he's playing two much better defenses the next 2 weeks. The throws are going to get tighter. You know, he's going to have less time. You know, Miami has 31 sacks on the year. They have four guys with double-digit TFLs. Which Pitt has won. So, I mean, it's they're legitimately a wrecking ball defense. So, and they're going to try to stop the run. So he needs to continue this type of play for this team to go win its eighth game and compete against Clemson in the ACC championship game. But certainly that's a great first step.
And I know how quarterback play obviously is important, very important, maybe the most important thing. But to me, the one thing about this Pitt team during the streak is that the defense – is making plays. Now, how many games, you know, you think, and we talked about it, it was kind of like the same way with Steelers and Jacksonville. The offense is doing actually less than nothing. The defense is holding Jacksonville to field goals. And in the Wake game, what? If the defense doesn't show up, then you're talking about maybe a double digit deficit at halftime
easily.
And instead the defense and even at the end, I was listening to you guys on the way home from the basketball game and you hear, okay, Pitt's trying to hang on, and then Pinnock gives up there's a play that's made against him.
Yep.
And then what? The next play, two plays later, he picks off a pass.
Yeah.
The DBs, to me, I've always been waiting for this, to give these guys responsibility to cover, stay with a guy, and they're starting to do it.
Yeah, they are. That's a great point. And I think probably the thing that's been most satisfying about this year for this team, even more so than 2 years ago in 16 when they scored all those points, is, first of all, that you put a win streak together. Secondly, they're feeding off of one another. This team has a confidence that spans beyond just one unit. It's offense, it's defense, it's special teams. Christodoulou with a 71-yard punt at the end of the half, a 61-yard punt in the second half. Those are huge plays. So you've got people on every unit making a play when this team needs them to. And I think that's why this team's playing with great confidence right now, is they know that the pressure's off each individual unit. Hey, we got to go score 40 points or we're going to lose. Or, hey, we got to give up only 10 points or we're going to lose. Or, hey, we need a kickoff return for a touchdown or it's going to be tough. No, everyone's got a confidence in the other unit that if they slip up, they can play fast, they can play confident, they can make a mistake, and they're going to get covered by the other unit. And that's what this team's doing better than it has in Pat Narduzzi's entire tenure. And that's why they've won 5 of 6.
It is the Fan Morning Show, presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Colin Dunlap off this week. Hope you're getting ready to enjoy Thanksgiving holidays with friends and family. We get to enjoy it with one of our friends, Pat Bostick, in studio, usually on a Friday, but really no Friday for us this week. Today is kind of our Friday, as we'll get you ready with Jeff Schwartz of the Action Network at 9, Ryan O'Halloran of the Denver Post to talk Steelers-Broncos at 8:30, Penguins insider Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette in 30 minutes as well here on the Fan Morning Show. This would only come up with Pitt fans, Pat, and I mean that in the best way possible, but there's already discussion of what should be worn for the ACC championship game in Charlotte in a week and a half now against Clemson. And there's two schools of thought. I don't know if you've heard these, but one school of thought is, come on, primetime conference championship, how are you not going to go with the royal blue and mustard?
Right.
The other school of thought is, last time you played Clemson and you beat them, you went all white with the gold helmets.
Yeah,
and Pat Narduzzi can be somewhat superstitious.
Yeah.
So do you go, if I put you to a vote, you go all white with the gold helmet or you go royal blue and mustard?
I got to go royal blue with mustard because my boss, Heather Like, is probably listening. I know what she's going to want to wear. I love the retros. We've kind of been holding on to those road retros since the Notre Dame game. We played really well in that game, had a chance to win that game against another highly ranked team. I get the superstition. I will say this, to thwart the superstition a little bit.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this because I don't want to bring up that game, but we were all blue against Penn State in 2016. We were all blue against Penn State this year.
Okay.
So it didn't work.
You're throwing that option out the window.
I'm saying the idea that because you wore a uniform 2 years ago against the team and beat them, and you have to wear them again at home and we'll beat them in them is not always true.
Okay.
It's not always foolproof. So I'm going throwback. I'm going retro.
What are you going with, Jim?
Well, I was going to go sit at center court at the Peterson Event Center, even though there's nothing going on during the first half because things went well Saturday when I was sitting at center court at the Peterson Event
Center. Sit there by yourself?
I'm a big positional guy. If I'm watching on TV and I'm in a certain spot.
Are you?
Yeah, I will just stay.
You have your leg crossed over your...
Here's what's funny. I stand up during games.
Do you?
A lot of times. Yeah, I kind of lean against the... there's like the opening between the TV room and where the kitchen everything, and so
kinda
I'll kind of like
the
I just kind of like yeah I'll
post up
be it yes
kinda
exactly
post up on the
yeah,
block
and if things are because and I'll walk around a little bit. It's
Jim
tough
Colony
to sit
with
still.
Nervous energy. No,
yeah, although well, Jim, you and I are a lot alike. I don't do well sitting in one position.
During Steelers games, though, I have to keep track. Like, I write down.
I have to do a
play-by-play to keep and stuff. So I do sit down during Steelers games for the most part. But when I don't have to keep track of something, I'm kind of in motion.
Yeah, the only time I can sit and watch a game and not move is when I'm calling a game.
Right.
Quite frankly, because I'm you know, I'm working.
But I'll bet you. I mean, I do the same. So I'm like, my hands are all over the place, and you know, I would.
I do a lot of this. Like, my chair is always moving during
the
game.
Yeah, a lot of wheeling back and
I'm
forth.
I'm a wheeling back and forth guy, and yeah, you know what? But I'm at home. I'm all over the joint. Just ask my wife. Can you sit still?
Yeah,
for
I know.
A minute?
I get that too. Yeah. Don't you want to sit down? No.
Relax. Well,
I'm good.
It's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, I'll pull the thing where I start to inch closer to the TV as the game gets a little bit closer and closer.
So by
the end of the game, I'm like right in front of the television, just standing there, pacing
like
back and
forth.
Sounds
like my son watching Puppy Dog Pals or something.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.